This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Busy week, a lot of busy week in the news. Unfortunately, it looks like we have another person who dies from choking, this time a donut eating challenge. Remember there was a sorority sister who had died while eating in a pancake eating challenge for, I believe, charity. Now we have a Denver man dying during a donut eating challenge. I need to review with you guys how to deal with choking, and maybe, we need to kind of put a stop to some of these, hot dog challenges or, what is it, a hot dog eating or a pie eating or, I don't know why people are still fascinated by that. I don't like watching people eat. That's just something, I just don't like to watch people do things. I don't like to watch people go to the bathroom. I don't like to watch people having sex. I don't like to watch people, I don't like to watch other teachers teach. I just don't. I'm not a big people watcher. I love to watch cars. Like if I'm in New York, I don't want to say hours because I'm such a busy bee, but I'll stand there for like a good 5 minutes, which to me is like hours, just watching cars drive down the street and turn and cheat with their lane change and not use their clicker and then slow down because there's a cop and then slam on their brakes. I can watch cars all day long. People, no. I don't know what it is. I don't like to watch people. I'm not a big people watcher unless I want to make fun of them. If like we have nothing to do and we're like, let's just watch, see what happens at the park. This guy looks like he's trying to hit on somebody. Yeah, then maybe, it could be enjoyable, but I just really don't do that, because I'm not really by a park. So I don't understand what the draw is when people are sitting there trying to stuff a whole bunch of food. I would rather see like an American Idol competition or, dancing or, figure skating or really, if I really want to see a competition, there better be a football involved somehow. And I could just sit there and watch football all day as well. So we're going to talk about that because I want to make sure you guys know how to handle the situation when somebody chokes. I told you guys a little bit yesterday, but none of you guys were taking notes. That's why I got to give you guys a pop quiz. Honestly, I have got to give you guys a pop quiz because you guys aren't paying attention. You're not studying. It's ridiculous. They say time zones can affect cancer risk. Where you live, depending on your time zone, could be associated with a slightly increased risk of cancer. So we'll tell you about that. That's not obviously good news to some of us in this country. Mosquitoes and ticks are a-coming from what we're being told by Fox News. I've been very nervous about Zika and Zika making a comeback this year and being, more prevalent in America From what we're being told, we do have many pregnant people in America who were affected by Zika. So we need to see what's going to happen with, unfortunately, those babies. 1 in 10, they say, of Zika-infected U.S. moms do have babies with birth defects, which is still a pretty good rate, unfortunately. So we're gonna talk about that. If you take antibiotics, right, for 2 weeks or more, you are more at risk to getting colonic polyps. And these colonic polyps are precancerous that could later lead to colon cancer. So we're going to talk about that for those of you that take a lot of antibiotics. However, now they're saying here's good for antibiotics. An antibiotic may help treat post-traumatic stress disorder. Apparently, volunteers were given either an antibiotic or a placebo pill, and those who received doxycycline reported 60% lower fear response than those who were not. Why would antibiotics affect post-traumatic stress disorder? We're going to talk about that. We have a dad who has been diagnosed with breast cancer for a third time. We have a mom who was running a marathon, and unfortunately she's a mother of three, and she died after finishing a half marathon in Pennsylvania. Again, what you guys should do before you go and you run a marathon. And one of my favorite things to do is a nap. Study suggests a short nap can make you happier. I agree. But what really, really makes me happy is hearing from you guys. So call in at 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI, or of course you can email us at drdahlia.com or message us at facebook.com. Arnold Schwarzenegger, I guess is in the news, and he reveals that, you know, he knows he's famous for his one-liners. But his famous, most famous line, however, is not, "I'll be back." Apparently, one of his famous lines that he discussed in an interview with Screen Crush is the "get to the chopper." Right? He said the "get to the chopper" from his portrayal of Dutch, an elite special forces leader in Predator in 1987, was his most famous line, which is why they use "get to the chopper" in A Celebrity Apprentice. Look, I cannot imitate Arnold Schwarzenegger. He says it doesn't necessarily mean, he goes, lately, "get to the chopper" has been the most popular, but that doesn't mean it's the best. It changes all the time. So the former governor of California, and I think people completely forget that he was actually governor of a state. I think two terms. I don't remember because I don't live in California. But, I mean, he was a governor. And we forget. All I remember is Terminator and Kindergarten Cop and "no, it is not a tumor." See, I think that is one of the more famous ones because everybody, every time they hear tumor, every time somebody hears tumor, they go, "it is not a tumor." They always think about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctor doctors for my other prescription so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a 42-year-old Colorado man was attempting to compete a donut-eating challenge, and he died this weekend after choking on a big donut. Witnesses said Travis Maloof of Denver was participating in Voodoo Donuts' 82nd half-pound donut challenge before his death. Now, this is being reported by KUSA-TV. His father, Curtis Maloof, told KSUA-TV, "It's a loss of a life. It shouldn't be. It's tragic." Witnesses told the news outlet that people in the shop at the time tried to help him when they realized he was choking, but nobody knew how to properly perform the Heimlich maneuver. This is what is so frustrating. When we were talking about the sorority girl that was doing a pancake eating challenge, and they said that nursing students were there and they lied her down. Well, I'm not sure what went down with that, okay? Because when somebody is choking, you need to get behind them and start doing the Heimlich. So I don't know why people are lying them down. Now, once somebody is unconscious, yes, then you need to lie them down and start performing CPR. Or if you think somebody's going to be, you know, have sustained a neck, you know, injury or trauma to the head, you want to lie them down and you want to, you know, keep them still. But if somebody's choking, you get behind them and you start getting to work. So I need to obviously discuss that with many of you. Actually, I think you guys know. You guys have listened to my show, so you know exactly what to do. But some other people don't. So you got to tell them to listen to my show so I can teach them. According to an unidentified witness, they said they tried so hard to do everything. It was clear that nobody was trained, and they were just reacting. You have to do something, I think. Now, that quote-unquote, paramedics arrived but were unfortunately unable to revive him. He died from asphyxia due to obstruction of the airway, according to the Denver Office of Medical Examiners. His death occurred on the same day, so this was the same day as the Connecticut student died after participating in a pancake eating contest. Caitlin Nelson of Clark, New Jersey, had been eating 4 of 5 pancakes during a March 30 challenge before collapsing to the floor. She was rushed to a nearby hospital before being transferred to New York Presbyterian Columbia University Hospital, where she died. It's a shame. Voodoo Donuts said in a statement that the company is saddened by Maloof's death and is cooperating with investigators. According to Julia Edelstein, a witness, she said it's too much food for one person, even as the size that he was. That's too much for someone to eat. He was trying to force it down. Curtis Maloof said his son will be remembered for his smile and laugh and his willingness to do anything. If a challenge is there, he'd probably take it. And it's a shame to see the death of somebody so young, 42. I mean, you know, just that, you know, didn't have to happen. So, apparently there's been a comeback with the back blows. For years, we were told to stop banging on the back if somebody is choking. Unless, of course, it's an infant. You hold them upside down and you do a blow in between their shoulder blades, you know, to help force, you know, the piece of food out. But for adults, we really hadn't, the American Heart Association did not, you know, we haven't been using the back blow technique for a while, but it's made a comeback. And the Red Cross recommends the 5 and 5 approach, where before you do the 5 Heimlichs, you do 5 back blows. So let's quickly review. What does it look like when somebody's choking? Okay, remember, it's very quiet. Okay, I mean, when we see a movie, when we see somebody choking in the movie, or, you know, somebody was like heard some, you know, startling news on a comedy, and then you see, you know, them go, you know, start to choke, and you know, hear the audience, you know, start laughing, making some noise, the music changes. Okay, that doesn't happen when somebody chokes. If somebody is choking on the food, it's going to sound like this. See? So if you're not even paying attention, or you're sitting there and talking and laughing, and you're the person next to you, is you have no idea. Now, if they, not only do they not talk, but sometimes some of them will breathe noisy. Sometimes they hear, sometimes you can hear that. Again, but you see how light that was? If it's in a noisy area, you got to be able to listen. If they put their hands around their neck, you know, if they start to clutch their throat, that's the universal sign. Right? And almost everybody, when they start to choke, they'll immediately put their hands by their neck. And that tells you that something's going on, that something's wrong. As they start to lose air, their skin, their lips, their nails could turn blue, dusky. And then, of course, they will pass out. They will lose consciousness. And unless we could bring back air, unless we could, oxygenate them, they'll die. So the Red Cross recommends the 5 and 5 approach, where you give 5 back blows, right, between the person's shoulder blades with the heel of your hand. So you get between the shoulder blades, and you give 5 back blows. Now, I have to admit, I didn't understand why those fell out of favor. Because any force could cause any force could cause kind of a shift in the momentum and dislodge something. Now, when I was in school, they said the back blows were stopped because you could cause it to lodge even worse. But what didn't make sense to me back then was, but if they're already done, I mean, if you can't dislodge it, I mean, if you can't, then you got to do something. You have to, I would rather take a challenge or, make a stab at it, gamble, and try to just, move it somehow. Because sometimes, even if you just move it down just a little bit, you could hopefully be able to then get it into a position where it turns, and then you could cough it back up or you could spew it back out. So, they say, first deliver 5 back blows between the shoulder blades and the heel of your hand. Then you give your 5 abdominal thrusts, which are the Heimlich maneuver, which we're going to talk about. And then they say start alternating between the 5 blows and the 5 thrusts until the blockage is dislodged. Now, is the person on the ground on their back when you're doing the... No, the person is standing up. You need to get behind them. So never lie a choking person down unless they have completely lost consciousness and now you want to try to initiate CPR or their heart stopped, etc. Or you have no idea what happened to them when they lost consciousness, and yes, you lie them down. But if you see them choke, you need to get behind them and you need to get start working. So according to the American Heart Association, you do the Heimlich maneuver as well. That's what the Red Cross recommends as well. So you stand behind the person, you wrap your arms around the waist, and you tip the person forward slightly, all right? And then you make a fist with one hand, which we talked about, having your thumb, all right, on the, right above the person's navel. And so it could be right above the person's belly button under the xiphoid process. There's that soft area, and that's where you want to put your hand. Grasp the fist with the other hand. You want to press hard into the abdomen with a quick upward thrust, kind of like a J. And you actually, it's almost like you're trying to lift the person up, but all the force is going into their abdomen with your fist. You perform a total of 5 abdominal thrusts. If needed, if the blockage isn't dislodged, obviously you keep going, 5 and 5 cycle, all right? If you're the only rescuer performed, they say back blows and abdominal thrusts before calling 911 or your local emergency number for help. If another person is available, have that person call for help while you perform first aid. And this is one of the very rare things where you don't call 911 first. Personally, if you could call 911, do it. I mean, but if somebody is choking, get behind them immediately. And the one thing you've noticed with these two cases is by the time the paramedics arrived, they couldn't revive the person, which is why we recommend get started, unless you don't know what the hell you're doing. If you don't know what the hell you're doing, obviously, you got to call 911. And I still want you to recommend somebody call 911, scream, call 911, while you're doing the thrust. If there's a quick way, you can hit your phone. I don't know. But if you see somebody choking, rather than panicking about where your phone is, go to the victim. Go there and get them up, lean them forward. If you can do the 5 back blows between their shoulder blades and start doing those, I would probably just start doing the abdominal thrust because that's what I'm proficient in. But you need to start moving. What if you're alone and choking? All right. Obviously call 911. You can't do the back blows, but you've got to start performing abdominal thrusts. So place a fist above your navel, grab your fist with your other hand, but bend over a hard chair, like a countertop or a chair. Shove your fist inward and upward. All right? If it's a pregnant woman, you're going to have to position your hands a little bit higher. If it's unconscious, then you're going to have to try to clear the airway somehow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I had to get a good stretch in. You guys need to do that. If you're sitting for a long period of time, you need to do a real good stretch. I don't care if you're stretching your glutes, your rhomboids, your paraspinal muscles, your quadratus lumborum. If you decide to Kegel a couple times, I don't care. But you got to move. You got to stretch. You got to keep it tight. Suck in your stomach. Everybody suck in your stomach for about 5 seconds. This is our workout for the day. We're going to suck in our stomach. Oh, I guess look at my stomach. Makes my stomach so big. right, good. Whew. I'm tired. All right, let's hit the showers. All right, so time zones. Where you live within your time zone could be associated with a slight increased risk of developing certain cancers that have been linked to disruptions of the biological clock. People's biological clocks can become out of whack. My biological clock, it was never ticking. All right, my biological clock is an absolute mess, and I hear it. I hear my clock. I know you guys think I'm, you know, crazy, but I know the time to the minute. I just know that if I don't look at a clock or a watch, I'll be like, oh, okay, you know what? It's about, you know, 10:34 or, 12, whatever, and I will be right to the minute. And I don't know why I have that power. I just do. You know, I always knew I had powers, you know, kind of like a superwoman. Supergirl. Is that ridiculous? Superwoman. No, more like Wonder Woman. I like Wonder Woman. All right, but anyway, but yeah. Mystique. Yeah, I'm more like Mystique. Anyway, all right, so a person's biological clocks, they could become out of whack when scientists call circadian disruption. So if you work the night shift, if you travel a lot, you will disrupt your circadian rhythm. And we know that there is increased cancer risk in shift workers. So though like breast cancer, colon cancer, etc. So we've been discussing that on the show for a while. And Dr. Neil Caparasso weighed in, an epidemiologist at the National Cancer Center and the lead author of this study. They say the disruptions that shift workers experience in their circadian rhythms are major because they switch from working during the day to working at night. Dr. Caparasso and his team were curious about whether smaller, subtler disruptions to the biological clock could also have an effect on people's cancer risk. So, you know, many of us, yeah, we'll have some circadian rhythm issues because of jet lag. And Caparasso told Life Science that social jet lag is commonly thought of as, you know, getting up at the same time during the week and then sleeping in on the weekend. Then you don't, you know, when you don't need to get up early for work type of thing. But it could also occur across a time zone. Within a given time zone, dawn and dusk times at any spot vary. Moving 5 degrees of longitude westward across a time zone is equal to a 20-minute delay in sunrise, according to the study. Now, I don't know how long 5 degrees of longitude westward is. That's got to be a lot of miles. And he presented these findings, all right, at the American Association for Cancer Researchers annual meeting. So basically, depending on, I got to look that up. What is, how many miles, okay, let me see how fast Google is. How many miles is 5 degrees of longitude? Okay, here we go. Oh, look at that. Looks like somebody else searched it on my same computer. 68 miles. Each degree of latitude is 69 miles. Longitude, I think it's the same, 68.7 miles. All right, so I work about 25 miles from home. No, so that still wouldn't be enough for me to say. No, that's not, yeah, because I'm going to say I almost travel a whole longitude, but I don't. That's only a third. So they go, okay, let's look at somebody in Boston. If a person in Boston wakes up at 8 a.m., and I know the Bostonians are listening to this going, wait, man, our day is half over by 8 a.m., you lazy. I get it. You know, get the car, I'm in the car. Anyway, all right, when a person is in Boston, wakes up at 8 a.m., they say it's light out. But when a person living in Ohio gets up at the same time, in the same time zone, it could still be dark outside. Are you kidding me? 8 a.m. it would be dark in Ohio? That makes no sense. I'm wondering if they're talking about 6 a.m. They say the sunlight in Boston cues that person's biological clock that is morning. But the person in Ohio doesn't get the same cue when he or she wakes up. He said this leads to a discord between the time on the clock and the biological clock. Well, that makes sense. Social jet lag has been linked to various conditions, including obesity and diabetes, that we know. And so in the study, they looked at data of 4 million white adults who had been diagnosed with cancer between the year 2000 and 2012. The people in the study lived in more than 600 counties in 11 states, all within the continental U.S. Results show that for every 5 degrees of longitude towards the west that a person lived from the eastern edge of their time zone, his or her risk of developing any type of cancer increased by 3% in men and 4% in women. So, okay, I live in Nevada. I'm actually on more of the eastern border of the time zone than, let's say, Los Angeles or San Diego. Okay? So, you see what they're saying? If you live closer to the east part of your time zone border, you're at less risk than those who live at the most western part. So, like, let's say you live in Washington. That's a pretty western part of your time zone. All right? Let's look at some of these other places here. Okay, so let's say it's eastern time zone. Those in Maine would probably do much better than those in mid-Kentucky. I didn't know that. I didn't know Kentucky splits the time zone. I'm looking at a map right here. It looks like Kentucky splits time zone, Indiana, Tennessee. But Georgia versus Alabama, different time zones. You got your central, etc. So central time zone, let's say, starts at the eastern border of Alabama and ends right next to New Mexico, even though New Mexico is mountain. So if you live in Texas, right near the border of New Mexico, you have a higher chance of cancer, they say, than those living in Alabama. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess it makes some sense. I still don't understand why it would be dark in Ohio at 8 a.m. I wonder if that was a typo and they meant 6 a.m. They say men who lived in the westernmost region of a time zone had a 4% greater risk of prostate cancer, 13% greater risk of chronic lymphocytic leukemia, which is a cancer that affects the white blood cells, and that's compared to men who lived in the easternmost regions of the time zone. Now, women living in the westernmost regions had a 4% greater risk of breast cancer. It doesn't matter if our breasts were on one side of the state or the other. It's where you lived, okay? So I point my breasts to the east. That's how I'm safe. I'm sorry. Hey, how do you think I have such a good sense of direction? I don't need no stinking map. I don't need a GPS, right? Follow my breasts? No. Follow your nose. It always knows. All right. There's a 12% greater chance for women of chronic lymphocytic leukemia and a 10% greater type of uterine cancer compared with women living in the easternmost region of the time zone. All of these increases in cancer risk are relatively small, and Caparazzo said that more studies are needed to establish whether there may be a cause and effect relationship between cancer and disturbances in a person's biological clock. They say the mechanism that may link these circadian rhythms of cancer is not clear. Yeah, I'm really confused. Are you guys confused? I still don't know what the hell to do. I still don't know what direction I need to stand or sit. All right. According to Dr. Caparazzo, all throughout life on Earth, there was one constant, living. Living things were exposed to the sun during the day and darkness at night. Suddenly, we're not doing that. People are indoors during the day and exposed to bright lights at night. This is messing us up. This is leading to lower levels of melatonin at night, the hormone linked to sleep. It's possible that the lower levels of melatonin could be affecting the immune system, thus raising your risk of cancer. Well, good for Dr. Caparazzo. This is a pretty good study. And thank you, Fox News, for reporting on it. But, you know, he said we would benefit, obviously, from more exposure to natural light during the day. I've told you guys for years, you've got to shut off the lights at night about an hour or two before you want to go to bed, you know, so you could try to, you know, let the melatonin kick in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Every now and then, one of you asks me how my teaching job is going. It's going pretty good. It's going pretty good, D. For those of you that don't know, I'm an assistant professor at the Toro University in Nevada, and I teach medical students. And some of you guys are like, what the hell do you teach? I'm like, I teach everything, okay? You know, look, I've been in medicine long enough where I have an opinion on almost everything. Specifically, though, curriculum talking, I teach curriculum talking. If we're talking about curriculum specifically, I teach them how to communicate, right? Doctors, you know, sometimes don't communicate as well to their patients, how to pick up patient communication, how to document, you know, in charts, how to, you know, deal with patients, how to diagnose, how to think of a diagnosis, how to kind of work it and knead it like dough in your mind. You know, a lot of us, we don't realize how much we do know. You know, that's why I need to give you guys a pop quiz, because you guys are like, oh, you know, Dahlia is so smart, she knows all this medicine. No, you guys are smart too. You guys know a lot of medicine also, because I've taught it to you. So if I give you a pop quiz and I tease that knowledge out of your brain, you're like, oh, wow, I knew that stuff. So that's kind of what I do. I don't give them pop quizzes, but I should. Oh, I should. I haven't done that yet. I've been there a year and I have not given one pop quiz. You know me, I love pop quizzes. I mean, I don't like getting pop quizzes, but I love going, pop quiz. You know, everybody's got to shut down their computer and their Facebook and all that. But, I mean, the students are really, really bright. Today, I'm going to be teaching the students about murmurs. Yeah, I know. I am not a murmurologist. I don't even know if that's a thing. And I'll tell them, I'll go, look, guys, you know, I mean, I know you want me to teach you about murmurs. They asked if I could teach them about murmurs. You know, put it easy, put it, you know, understandable, you know, break it down. And I'm like, okay, but I'm not a murmurologist. And they're like, okay, good. And you know, murmurs are difficult. I've taught you guys about murmurs. Murmurs are difficult because you have to shut up and listen. And when I was a medical student, I was too busy talking to the patient, you know, to even listen to the heart. I'm like, all right, so I'm listening to the heart now. And oh boy, your heart sounds good. Oh, you know what? Your heart is beating. Oh, your heart. Okay. You need to shut the hell up and you have to listen to the heart. So like, or if a regular beat is boom, boom. Boom, boom. A murmur would be shh, boom, shh, boom. You see? It's like a whooshing sound. So instead of boom, bum, if I'm slowing it down, it's shh, boom. Now, sometimes you could have like a mid-systolic or a holosystolic, or you could have a early murmur. You could have a crescendo, decrescendo murmur. There's a whole bunch of, it's very musical. For those of you guys who know music, you will definitely figure out murmurs. Because there's a crescendo, decrescendo murmur, all right? That can happen with, you know, certain issues that are happening with the valves. Now, you have multiple valves in your heart. We've talked to you guys about the heart. You got your right atrium, you got your right ventricle, and you have a left atrium and a left ventricle. The atria are on top, and the ventricles are on the bottom. And the right atria gets all the blood from the body, right? And it collects that, and then it brings it down, pumps it down into the right ventricle. The right ventricle has to take all the blood that came back from the body that lost its oxygen and shunt it and pump it into the lungs to get the oxygen. The lungs oxygenate it through their process, through the alveoli and the capillaries, which I've taught you all. Then that blood comes back into the left side of the heart, the left atria. Then it goes into the left ventricle, okay? And then you have the mitral valve in between those. And then from the left ventricle, it has to pump it out into the aorta. You have an aortic valve. So you got a lot of valves involved. Like you got the pulmonic valve from the right ventricle, blood going to the pulmonary system. You have the tricuspid valve coming in from the right atria to the right ventricle. So you have all these different valves. And so the murmurs can affect how the sound of the blood it can affect the turbulence of the blood, which will then cause a different sound. So if I put my heart, or if I put my stethoscope on your heart, over your heart, okay, or over your chest to pick up heart sounds, you see why I'm not a murmurologist? Okay. So if I put my stethoscope over your chest to listen to the heart, and I hear click, or I hear something, that could tell me there's something going on with the valve. And depending on when I hear it, with the first heart sound or the second heart sound, I could figure out what is going on with your heart. That is how brilliant these doctors back in the olden days were. And I show, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but I have a stethoscope from the 1700s. It's basically like a little cone that they use to listen to the heart. And if your heart didn't sound ba-boom, ba-boom, but instead it sounded sh-boom, sh-boom, or sh-boom, 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 sh-boom. You know, beatboxing. If there's some issues with that, with the way the heart sounds, then they know where in the heart you could be having some of the issues. And it all is, it's physics. Now, I didn't do that well in physics in school. I mean, I got an A, but I didn't get an A+ like I did in biology and chemistry. So physics is still the weaker of my sciences. I know how to, you know, I know how to ace a test, but basically the compliance of your heart, like your ventricle. If the ventricle is stiff, you could have a different sound than if the ventricle is overly compliant and stretched out. And so it makes sense. So the turbulence of the blood. Now, some of you will say, well, oh, my gosh, you know, my doctor said I had a murmur. That means I got something wrong with my valves. Not all the time. Sometimes we could have normal, and we could have some normal, maybe it wouldn't sound like that. That's not a normal sounding murmur. But you could have an innocent murmur. There are innocent murmurs. And some babies have innocent murmurs. Some pregnant women have innocent murmurs. And we don't necessarily panic about those. But if, so, you know, the idea that, oh, if I have a murmur, I have heart disease, no. Most heart disease will come with a murmur, but not all murmurs mean you have heart disease. You know, kind of like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples, all right? So, let the doctor listen to your heart. Don't talk, all right? Don't sit there and, you know, try to, you know, add to the sound. Don't try to, you know, I don't know, add to the percussion. Let him listen. Alright, he'll also, want you to take a deep breath while you're, you know, everybody holds their breath, right? Because they don't want to breathe on the doctor. But sometimes if the murmur increases with inspiration versus expiration, that could also mean something. So these are all different clues that tell us what's going on with the heart. And so, that's what I have to teach the students today. And, yeah, I'm kind of nervous because it's a lot. And I'm part deaf. My hearing, that's why I talk so loud. You know, I have issues with my hearing. And so even though I could hear murmurs, I could only hear murmurs if the room is absolutely quiet and there's no other sounds. You know, radio is easy for me because there's no other sounds. The only sound going on in my studio right now is me. I mean, maybe there's a little, you know, cricket running around the place, but this is just me. So I could hear perfectly, you know, but if there's, let's say I hear the studio mic is on. So I hear all the guys, you know, at GCN talk. I can't hear anything. It's this cocktail party effect where I can't discriminate the sound that I need. And so, it's tough. You need to, you know, to be a good doctor, you gotta have some real good hearing. And, you know, or you need to be able to tell everybody to shut the hell up. And I've done that. If there were family members in the room, you know, she's like, my husband never wants to come in, listen to his heart, cause I want you to hear a murmur. Like, ma'am, I can't hear the murmur with you talking. Okay, you hear that? She is trying to hear for a murmur. It's like, okay, ma'am, can you please step out of the room? Because I need to hear this murmur on your husband. I'm not stepping out of the room because he's, and, you know, it's, so it's kind of tough. It's, our jobs are really tough. Next time you see a doctor, will you give us a hug? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.